Well, happy Wednesday, everybody. We've come to the middle of the week, and I hope it's going well for you, that you're also getting excited for Sunday to worship Jesus and also to celebrate Mother's Day with us. We will observe our tradition of many years at First Baptist, having hundreds of carnations available for every child, grandchild, to take one to his or her mom or grandmother that's in the room with them during the worship service. So we're going to honor moms and look forward to doing that this Sunday. So you be here. All right. This morning, for our devotion, we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and Paul is continuing this discussion about his status as an apostle, because some in the Corinthian church looked down on him, did not view him as an apostle, did not give him that status, and were critical of him for many reasons. So he's in many ways defending his apostleship. And in this chapter, he continues that defense by describing a very personal, incredible experience he had a number of years before, in which he was caught up into heaven and saw and heard things. Now, he refers to himself in these opening verses of chapter 12 in the third person, but he's talking about himself, and he's actually reluctant to do it. In verse 1 of chapter 12, he says, "Boasting is necessary. I've got to do this to get you to start thinking right, though it is not profitable." What he's really saying is, "I'm tired of having to talk about myself to help you work through this issue. But it's necessary." So he does it. And he, in a very limited way, without a lot of details, describes this incredible experience. So let's read and talk about it just a little bit. He said, at the end of verse 1, "I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, 14 years before he wrote this, whether in the body, I do not know, or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, such a man was called up to the third heaven." So he says, I don't know if my body was literally called up or if it was an out-of-body trance spiritual experience that I had, but I was called up into the third heaven. And the third heaven does not mean layers of heaven. It was very common in parts of the ancient world to refer to the blue sky that we look at. The clouds in the blue sky is the first heaven, and the stars above that at night as the second heaven. And beyond the stars, the place where presumably God lived, is the third heaven. So it was just another way of referring to heaven, to where God lives, like sometimes paradise was a Jewish term for the presence of God and the place of God, etc. So that's all he's talking about. He said, he reiterated this in verse three, and I know how such a man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, God knows, but I know how this man, referring to himself in the third person, was caught up into paradise, another name for third heaven, where God is, to the absence of pain and sin and all that. And heard, now listen to this, I've caught up into paradise, into the third heaven, and heard inexpressible words, which a man is not permitted to speak. On behalf of such a man, I will boast. On behalf of, he's trying to be humble by speaking to himself in the third person. That's why he's doing it. But on my own behalf, I will not boast. It's not about me, but it's about that experience. It's an attempt at humility, except in regard to my weakness. For if I do wish to boast, I will not be foolish, for I will be speaking the truth. He says, if I boast, I'm not being stupid. I'm not saying outlandish things, because what I'm telling you is the truth. But I refrain from this so that no one will credit me with more than he sees in me or hears. He says, the fact that I had this experience is not because I'm great or special, but God allowed him to have this great experience. And then in verse 7, he says, because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, the greatness of what I saw, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, to keep me from being too puffed up and proud and having too much glory in myself, to humble me and keep me humble, if you will, There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. Now, what that was, we don't know. God allowed Satan to hurt Job. God here allowed Satan to do something physical to hurt Paul, to keep him humble. And this thorn in the flesh was probably one of the reasons he was not impressive to the Corinthians, which, you know, what he's really doing is saying, some of you are looking down on me because I'm not impressive. You need to understand that this thorn in the flesh that makes me physically less attractive is God's intentional doing. God's intentional doing to keep me humble so that I would not be too proud because of what I heard and saw when he let me get a glimpse of heaven. And so when they were criticizing Paul for his physical lack of impressiveness, they were actually criticizing him for the very thing God had done in his life. Let that sink in. Be careful. Be careful. When we're critical of people who are not as impressive, you just never know what God's up to. Verse 8, concerning this, I implored the Lord three times that it might leave me. God, I prayed on these three times very intentionally for God to take this thorn from me and heal me. And what was God's answer? Verse 9, he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. Wonder how the TV preachers deal with that. He says, for power is perfected in weakness. Power is perfected in weakness. Here's the Apostle Paul who is being criticized because he's not the best speaker and outwardly impressive, and yet he was the missionary God was using to plant all these churches and places where the gospel had never been preached. God used him to write half our New Testament. What God considers faithful and what God considers great is not always what much of our American Christian culture considers great. Something to think about. And so Paul says, most gladly, therefore, in verse 9, I will rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me, so that when God does something, he gets all the glory. And I'm content, he says, I am content. Well content with weaknesses and insults and distresses and persecutions and difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And Paul stayed faithful to the very, very end. In fact, Christian tradition tells us he was all likelihood martyred, executed by beheading by Nero in Rome some years after this because of his faithfulness to Jesus. It's a beautiful chapter. But I love the fact that Paul, who got to see the revelations and he got to hear what was being said in heaven, that what he saw and what he heard was so spectacular that it gave him the courage to face anything and everything in life that came his way, because he knew not only was heaven real, he knew how good it really is. And you and I need to never take our eyes off the things in heaven God has prepared for us that are beyond our imagination and our ability to describe. Don't ever give up on Jesus, brothers and sisters, because heaven is worth it. God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow as we look at chapter 13 and wrap up this book.